www.radiocatskill.org.
What do you like about Radio Catskill?
I like hearing the news.
Well, I like the news, and I like the local news.
Local interviews.
Local news, definitely.
I like to listen to Farm and Country.
I like Morning Edition.
Well, I listen to Jason Dole and the news most evenings.
I listen to On the Media.
We've heard from so many of your neighbors. Now we need to hear from you. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
Welcome to the Local Edition, news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. Thank you for joining us this evening. Coming up, we'll be talking about the Monster Run that's happening, the annual Monster Run. Patricio Rubio speaks to Les Crisp. Also, Patricio has our monthly check-in with Sullivan 180. But first, the 160th Wayne County Fair starts tomorrow. It happens right there at the fairgrounds on Route 91, just a mile north of Holmesdale. Goes through Saturday, August 13th. And, of course, the fair includes rides, shows, games, food, and has an emphasis on community. One of the great agriculturally oriented fairs that happens in our listening area. And here to tell us more about the upcoming Wayne County Fair, it's Jim Fox, who's the Wayne County Fair Entertainment Committee. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. And you're there at the fairgrounds right now getting ready because it starts tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, it starts tomorrow morning. Been here.
All right. Is that the storm coming?
Calling me on the phone.
Oh, okay. I thought that might be the storm warning or something.
It's our fair president. I'm the vice president. He's the president.
All right. Did the rain impact you all day? Did you get hit by these storms coming through?
No, we didn't get any rain. We got a lot of wind.
Yeah, the wind picking up.
I would say 4 o'clock maybe. It really got windy really good.
It was about the same here.
We didn't get a drop of rain.
Oh, all right. Well, so let's talk about what's happening. And since you're an entertainment coordinator, let's talk about what's happening that people can see from the grandstand. Those events are always popular. What's in store at the grandstand?
Oh, we have a couple of tribute bands coming. And we have Friday night is our great demolition derby. Tomorrow at noon is our annual horse pull. Saturday, we start harness racing, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night, we have Gypsy coming for a tribute band. Sunday, we have harness racing in the morning, and we have our annual tractor pull in the afternoon, which will probably run well into the evening. We have at 5 o'clock, we have a little kid's pedal pull. We have a little pedal tractor that kids up to 80 pounds can pull. Mm. We have four different classes.
Wait, pedal pull, meaning unlike other tractor pulls, this isn't about a machine. These are the kids pedaling like a bicycle-style tractor.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
They really do a great job. It's really cool to watch them. It's really neat.
Great. And then I heard there's some, well, first off, like I said, this is one of the great agricultural fairs that happening in our listening area.
Oh, it's a
annually.
Great agricultural fair.
So what's going on in the livestock arena?
Well, they were up there today unloading cows and getting ready for dairy cows and beef cows. And I think they were bringing in some lambs, some goats. And let's see, what else? We have pigs coming Sunday night. The pigs will be in. We have an open show, but they have to go back out on Sunday. And then Sunday night, they'll be bringing in the 4-H market hogs, which will be all sold at the fair at an auction on next Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And these are animals from the 4-H kids, right?
Kids that raise them. I mean, they're just fantastic. It's just, they do a really great job, and they deserve to make big money on them because they spend a whole year on them, basically, from one year to the next. And they have a weight limit they have to abide by, and they have to keep them at that weight so they qualify to be admitted to the fairgrounds because they weigh them in when they get here. If they're overweight, they go home. So it's really, and they have steers that they sell.
Now,
lambs.
There's pigs, too. I heard something about racing pigs.
Oh, yeah, there's a racing pigs down here in the south end of the fairgrounds. They're a riot. They've been here for, oh, my God, I don't know how many years. 25 or better, I would say. They always said if we got rid of them for 1 year, we would never get them back. So we've kept them. We bring them back every year, and they draw a huge crowd. They are really, really amazing. It's quite a show. And we have a cowboy coming in, but he's not here yet. It's the first year for him, and they don't really know too much about him. His name is Andy Roth.
You have a mysterious cowboy coming. I heard you might also have an escape artist on the grounds.
Yeah, that's what I hear. He's coming tomorrow.
How are you going to keep him there? He's an escape artist.
I don't know. Well, we can't tie him up because he'll get out of it.
Oh, well, I guess you
I don't know what we're going to do about that. But we still, it's pay one price, $12 to get in the gate, free parking. You can ride your rides all day long, see all the animals. There's just so much to see. There's two paid shows, the demolition derbies you have to pay. They're extra. And the monster truck show on Friday night. That's really a great show, but you have to pay extra for that.
Now, Jim, did you grow up in the area?
Yeah, I've been here for 73 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So what are
you? Cherry Ridge.
Do you have memories of going to this same fair when you were young?
Oh, yeah. I was at the 200th. I can remember that one.
Wow.
So that was 60 years ago.
Wow.
Remember, we had a parade up Main Street. It was a great year.
What do you think when you look at, like, kids there coming to the fair doing the same thing that you were doing, you know, all those decades ago? Like, so much changes in the world, but so much about, you know, the fair, the Wayne County Fair, stays the same.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's every year there's new faces, new events, stuff that I find them at the farm, at the fair convention in Hershey in January. We get entertainment there, but I do most of it before we even go to the convention. And my small stage bands, they're a lot of local and a lot of close by.
Oh, you know what? Can you tell us about some of those local bands you got playing?
Well, I know there's one called Arnie's Milk Truck.
Okay.
Right here on the schedule.
Arnie's Milk Truck. That sounds like a good band for the fair.
You remember Mid Valley Dairy years ago?
No.
Probably don't.
No, because I'm more Sullivan County based.
Yeah, you're just a youngster, too. Friday night on the 5th, we have a person called Christian Porter. Saturday is Robert Telsom Band. And we have Marty's Milk Truck, RPH Band of One, Eddie Young and the Aces, Owen Walsh, he's a local. And we have one that's for two nights, we have Buffalo Mountain Bluegrass. And on the last night, we have Owen Company. So I don't really know too much about them. But they play on the free stage down by the, like, straight down from the office. And we have Buffalo and Brandy back there, a everyday act on a small stage. For kids and seniors, everybody seems to really get into them. And there's all kinds of food I can see starting up. It's going to be an amazing place to eat. It's probably all locale.
Yes, I'm sure. At the fair, yes. Everybody knows fair food is low-cal. All right, well,
so
Jim, you got...
eat as much as you like.
There you go. You got anything else you want to let folks know before we go?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a great place to spend a day, or spend 9 days, whichever you want to do.
Yeah, why not?
For $12, though, you can't beat it. It's just a fantastic place to be.
All right. Well, it's the way...
I've been on the board since 1985, so...
Wow. Well, congrats on that, and thank you for both all the work that you've done over the years for the Wayne County Fair, but thank you for taking the time to tell us about it, and good luck to you over the course of the next 9 days.
Well, thank you.
We have
15 directors and 29 associate directors, and we're all volunteers.
That's great.
So that says a lot for people to still be here after that long and still volunteering.
Absolutely. All right. I wish you all the best at the Wayne County Fair. We'll see you there.
All righty. I'll be looking for you. Give me a call when you get here.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Well, that's how it goes. This is Local Edition, news and information that keeps you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Well, we talk to folks, we call them up, we find out what's happening in the area, and the local fairs are a big thing that's happening in the area. We also look for your support. We need to hear from you. 845-482-4141. That's 845-482-4141. Or go to WJFFradio.org to make your donation now during the local edition. Go to WJFFradio.org, click donate now, and you can look for the fundraising page for the local edition and make your donation right there. You look for the picture of me and Patricio. We're there. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. More to come.
Hi, April. Tell us what you like about summer.
Well, the river, sunshine, lots to do and see. And, of course, there's WJFF, my favorite radio station. I love everything. NPR, of course. And then Saturday, with all the local programming and people who dedicate and give their time, it's absolutely fabulous.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You love public radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. Let the whole world know. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
Up next on the local edition right here, well, it's time to talk about the 44th annual Monster Run Classic happening at Resorts World's Catskills. It's happening this Sunday, and it benefits the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. Each year's community event draws hundreds of walkers, runners, and spectators from all over New York State. Radio Catskills own Patricio Rubio spoke to Les Crist from the Monticello Rotary Club about the race, asking him, is this the longest running race in Sullivan County?
I think it may be the longest running race in Sullivan County. I was actually on board with Rotary. I was the president the year we started that. It was the fall of 1979, long time ago. And it's really developed over the years. Many, many people have run in it or walked in it over the years. And we're back again. This year we're going to be at Resorts World Catskills as we were last year. The beneficiary of our race and race walk this year, as it's been for the last 4 or 5 years, is the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. And we've worked very well with them. They're very happy with it. Our race walk has three different aspects to it. One is a 5K walk, which we call the Barry Lewis Couch to 5K walk. Pretty much anybody can do it if they just got a little practice in. It's about 3.2 miles, really not that terribly difficult. Next part to our event is the 5K race, and then there's a 10K race for those that are a little more experienced runners. And people, it's a nice course over by Resorts World Catskills. And this is our monster race walk.
The monster race benefits the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. The land that the Resorts World Catskills is built on has some history with the monster run. Isn't that right, Les?
Yes, there is. It's called the monster race. The first year we did it in 79, it started and ended at the Monticello Raceway. Then we moved it to where the old Burger King was in Monticello, where the Pizza Hut is. It started and finished there. and it would go through the Monster Race Course at the Concord Hotel, and that's why we called it the Monster for that reason. And also, the race itself goes up and down, went up and down many hills, so it was a monster of a race as well. And as everybody probably knows, the Resorts World Catskills is actually built now right on some of the property where the old Monster golf course was at the Concord Hotel. So it's actually coming right back to its roots, the Monster Race, or it did last year and again this year at Resorts World Catskills. And the hotel, the Racino, has been absolutely fabulous to us. Couldn't ask for better accommodations. Whatever we need for the race, they give us. And amazingly, they've given us this year $10,000 towards our goals. $8,500 of those dollars will go to the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. The other $1,500 will go towards various charities that the Monticello Rotary supports during the course of the year. And they've just been really a great host. Wonderful, wonderful host.
Ah, that's great. This all starts off Sunday early morning at 8:30. Is there still time for folks to sign up, even on the day of the race?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can sign up for the race at raceroster.com. That's raceroster.com. Just type in the word monster, and it will lead you right through the race sign up. Pre-registration is $30 for runners and $25 for walkers, and you get a wonderful t-shirt and you get to go on the course with us. And if you can't sign up on raceroster.com, you're welcome to showing up the morning of the event. Registration starts at 7 in the morning. It costs an additional $5 to sign up that morning, but you're certainly available to do that. And the race itself gets started at 8:45. If I may, I'd like to just talk quickly about another event that is now part of our Monster Weekend, and we're having a concert that is being put on by a fabulous, incredible country singer by the name of Pearl Clarkin and her brother, Rafe Wester, at the Alder the night before the race. That's Saturday night on August 6th at the Alder, which is right next to the Resorts World. And they're really going, Pearl is going to be famous. She's going to be one of those great, fabulous, incredible country singers. If you want to get her early in her career, please come out Saturday night. She's really wonderful. Admission is absolutely free. All we're going to do is ask you to please give some sort of reasonable donation to the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. So that's Saturday night of our Monster Weekend.
That's awesome. And where is that happening again?
It's happening at the Alder Hotel. The Alder is that smaller hotel that is right next to the Resorts World Catskills. So if you're coming up and you see Resorts World Catskills, you look to the right and you'll see a slightly smaller hotel. That's the Alder. It's a perfect location for an outdoor concert, which it's going to be. Weather looks like it's going to be wonderful on Saturday night. And again, it's Pearl Clarkin and her brother, Rafe Wester, and they call themselves Wester, the two together, the duet, and they're just fabulous. Country singing.
It sounds like a great weekend to be had at the Resorts World Catskills with the Monster Run, Saturday and Sunday events happening to benefit the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. Since this race is benefiting the veterans, I understand some actual veterans volunteer and also participate in the race. Is that correct?
Well, they do. The veterans help us a lot with volunteerism. A number of them do walk or run, but you got to understand that the veterans themselves, especially in Sullivan County, many of them are getting a wee bit older. So they, you know, there's not as many runners or even walkers as they perhaps could be, but they're there in force to help us to take care of the race. The Monticello Rotary itself organizes this race as we have for the last 44 years, and the veterans show up in mass and they help us. I don't know if you're familiar with Howie Goldsmith. Howie is the head of the Veterans, Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. He is at every one of our committee meetings, and he rallies the veterans. They also give donations and so forth for some of their brothers, brothers and sisters. It's really a community event. All of Sullivan County gets involved. We'll have some wonderful politicians that are there. We'll have just a fun time that morning.
This is all happening on Sunday, the 44th annual Monster Classic Run and Walk at Resorts World Catskills. Les, can you give out that website again one more time?
Okay. The website to sign up is raceroster.com. All you have to do is go to raceroster.com, type in the word monster, and it just leads you right through to register for the race. There's no real website to get involved with the concert the night before. Just show up at the altar. It's from 7 to 10 at night. Pearl Corkin is going to be famous. You will not be sorry that you're going to come there and see her. She's going to feature the song that she wrote, and she plays on the guitar and sings, and that's Military Man. It's in honor of her dad, who was in the military. It's just going to be a fabulous concert.
This is all happening on Sunday. Monticello Rotary Club is hosting the Monster Classic 5K and 10K Run Walk at Resorts World Catskills. The event starts at 8:45. There's still time to sign up, even on the day of the race. Also on Saturday night at 7 p.m. is the benefit concert at the Elder. The hotel right next to the Resort World Catskills will also benefit the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. Les, thank you so much for joining us on the program again.
Yes, thank you at WJFF so much for accommodating us and getting the word out. Just for you, we're going to really try a little bit harder, both Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to raise some money. Thank you.
For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricio Rubio.
And rolling right along here on the local edition, we are going now to our monthly check-in with Sullivan 180, a nonprofit organization that looks to help improve the health and well-being of Sullivan County. And we check in with them every month. And this month, they're partnering with Sullivan Renaissance and Sullivan County Planning for a night out on the Mountaindale Rail Trail with your dog. You're calling it the Sullivan O and Bow Wow and W. I'm not saying that right, but I think in the interview we'll hear how to say that properly. The O and Bow Wow W. Our own Patricia Robio spoke to Heather Jaxie, Chief Planner for Sullivan County, and Shannon Salento, Community Development Manager for Sullivan Renaissance, about the upcoming night out, what folks can expect, and why they're doing it.
It's about our work with Heather and with the O and W Rail Trail Alliance. As Sullivan Renaissance and Sullivan 180 is about getting people active, getting people out on the trails. And a lot of people have four-legged furry friends that need exercise as well. So, a lot of times it's fun to have a walking buddy and to just explore a new section of the trail. There's so many awesome sections throughout Sullivan County that are beautiful and different and have really cool different communities. So that's also why we chose Mountaindale to kind of showcase that. And, we pick different locations, like Heather said, throughout. So really exposing people and getting them out of their communities and into onto the trail.
The rail trails in Sullivan County have really blossomed in the past couple of years. Just pointing out, like, Mountaindale and Hurleyville rail trails, communities had really sort of blossomed around them. Heather, can you sort of give us a brief overlook of what's happening with the rail trails? I know there's been many talks about connecting all the rail trails from going all the way from Mountaindale all the way to Liberty. Where are we in that whole process?
In 2019, the county completed a feasibility study to see whether or not we could have all 50 miles of the former O&W Railroad turned into the Sullivan O&W Rail Trail. And since we finished that, the county, along with all of its partners, which all of the municipalities through which the trail runs, have been working really hard to connect those pieces that we already have. So there's 25 existing miles. There could be 50 miles plus an additional 10-mile spur. It's a balance between getting people out there to enjoy what we have and to build it up and bring people in.
So this has been in the works for a while already, a couple of years. What are some of the hurdles that you have to overcome to make this a reality, to make the rail trail from Mountaindale go all the way up to Liberty? Heather?
Well, our railroad was one of the first ones to go out of business. So it's been parcelized and, you know, divided up a lot. And so sort of getting the right-of-way acquisition and then, you know, we have rivers and marshlands and stuff. So it really is a matter of time and money. We definitely have a lot of momentum. We have a lot of support. So I feel that this is my sort of 10-year plan to get it all done and then retire and ride on it.
That would be a great legacy to have when you retire. Now, these rail trails, for those folks who don't know, I feel like they are a great sort of introduction to hiking for those who don't want to be too adventurous and head out into the dense woods. Like the mountain, they'll have crushed rock, I guess is what it's called, crushed rock roads. And like the Hurleyville Rail Trail is completely paved. So those two trails make it really quite easy to explore and hike. And in the Hurleyville Rail Trail, there's these great information stations along the trail that gives you information on train accident that happened there and other great facts about the area.
Yes, John Conway did a great job of putting those signs together. He really has a good grasp on the history of the train. But one of the things that the rail trail does for Sullivan County is it provides a sort of a very flat area, like easy access, easy exercise, a great place to learn to ride your bicycle, great place to get around if, you know, you're not in great shape yet. And if you are in great shape, you can just do a longer distance. So it's got a lot for everybody. But, you know, our county is very hilly, you know, we're Catskill Mountains. So, you know, I don't know if anybody has children out there and wanted to teach them how to ride a bicycle. You don't really want to go to the top of a hill and say good luck.
Right. And glad you mentioned the biking, because, yeah, these rail trails are a great place to bike. Like in Mountaindale, there's Cinder Tracks right at the trailhead. So you could rent a bike and, you know, enjoy the rail trail.
Yeah. And just like you mentioned, there's the bike shop in Mountaindale. There's across the entire trail in pretty much every community, there's trail oriented businesses. You know, you have Fortress Bikes in Hurleyville and Morgan Outdoors is in Hurleyville now. You have these wonderful small local businesses that are really flourishing on the trail and being adjacent to the trail and providing services to those who are on the trail. So I just think it's such a wonderful tool for economic development locally as well.
It seems like it's almost mimicking what happened in the past when these train stations were active. Towns sprung up around these stations like Calicoon, Mountaindale, Liberty, and Hurleyville. These were all, you know, train station towns that sprung up and, you know, sprung the hotels and everything else that the Catskills was about. Now you have the rail trails there and you have these businesses that are springing up, like I said, Fortress Bike in Hurleyville and Cinder Tracks in Mountaindale. And all these great businesses are building sort of a community around there.
Yeah. And since ours was a passenger train, those stops are not so far apart. You know, the industrial lines are long distances between their hamlets. So ours are actually walkable. You know, you could plan a 3-day walking tour, which would be really fun. Find a place to stay in each spot and continue on.
Right. The Bow and W Dog Friendly Rail Trail outing is happening Thursday, August 11th at 6 p.m. and starting at the Sullivan ONW Rail Trail in Mountaindale. The goal is for Sullivan Renaissance, Sullivan County Government, everyone getting involved in the ONW Rail Trail to sort of get healthy, and great way to do it with your furry loved ones. So, Heather and Shannon, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about?
We do have an Instagram account and a Facebook page and a website. So, if you want to keep up with our events and how we're making progress on the trail, then follow us and like us.
Yeah, just echoing what Heather said, the best way to keep in touch with us is on all of our social medias. We're all partners with the Rail Trail Alliance. So we share all sorts of events all the time. And if you have an idea for an event or for something on the trail, if you want to be a volunteer or get involved in your local section of the trail, definitely let us know. We're always looking for engaged community members who want to help. So.
Right. And that website is SullivanONW.com. SullivanONW.com. The Sullivan ONW Rail Trail in Mountaindale is just all happening. Bring your dogs to Bow. Wow NW Dog Friendly Rail Trail outings happening Thursday, August 11th at 6 p.m. Everyone's meeting up at the Mountaindale Station and D&H Interpretive Center. We were talking to Heather Jatsky from Sullivan County Planning and Shannon Salento from Sullivan Renaissance. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
thank you, Patricia. Remember, we do our monthly check-in with Sullivan 180 every month right here on the Local Edition. The Local Edition is news and information, keeping you connected in the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. We thank you for listening.